Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shortly before BuzzFeed's news outlet collapsed, I predicted that it would. And I mentioned how they were making significant losses because they could no longer compete. And then a month later, they announced that they're closing BuzzFeed News. Of course, BuzzFeed is a massive company, so it's still got other arms and will still live on in some form, but the most insufferable form, the form that interfered in politics with the most brain-dead commentary imaginable, is now gone, which is a good thing. However, the same cannot be said for Vice, which seems to be coming back and back worse. But first, it's worth mentioning this quite old Contemplations now, number 55, I'm at 130 at the minute, but it's titled Why the Corporate Media is Terrible. And I did this with John Wheatley. So if you feel nostalgic for Wheatley's dulcet tones, then you can check this out, where we break down all of the different techniques that make the mainstream media insufferable and what they do. Talking about things like how they manipulate language, how to spot it, that sort of thing. So if you're interested in that and want to find out how you can read mainstream media without them basically using ideological brainwashing techniques upon you, that would be the best way of doing it, because I think it is important to see what they're saying, because they're the people who set the political agenda normally, most of the time, along with the World Economic Forum, of course. But moving on to Vice News. So at the start of the month, Vice announced that it was filing for bankruptcy, and Daily Mail says it's the latest company to collapse with dwindling revenue and interest, and of course equates it to BuzzFeed, which is the natural comparison because similar sort of lowbrow, I can't say the word I want to because it's a swear word, but rubbish, lowbrow rubbish.
Refuse.
Yes. And It says as follows: Vice Media is preparing to file for bankruptcy after attempts to find a buyer for a company once valued at $5.7 billion appeared to be going nowhere. More than five companies have expressed interest in acquiring Vice, the New York Times reported on Monday, but the chances of a sale are seen as increasingly remote. The decline of Vice comes a little over a week after BuzzFeed News announced its closure and 3 months after Vox laid off 130 people, representing 7% of staff. If a buyer is not found, Vice's largest debt holder, Fortress Investment Group, could end up controlling the company, and Vice would continue operating normally and run an auction to sell the company over a 45-day period.
I'm not shocked they went bankrupt when they started out as an edgy outlet. Then they went into war reporting. They hired Tim Pool to do some stuff. He did very well over there. And then, as we covered recently, they deteriorated into having a whole tab for butt plugs.
Mm-hmm. And you threw me under the bus by pointing that out to you as well, didn't you?
Were you doing some market research?
No.
Did you see? It's totally
I've just
off
been
tangent.
On the Vice website.
Did
a
you
few
see
times.
The Did you see the story on Twitter that I may have to put in the reading list now about the guy who bought one of those thinking it was pure silicon?
Yes.
The little metal center. He went for an MRI and it shot up into his chest cavity. And they said it. What was it? An anal railgun?
I mean, that sounds horrifying, but it is a bit funny. It's
sponsored by Vice.
I don't understand why you would go to an MRI and she'd be like, you know what I need to take with me?
A cork.
What have you done to yourself to require that?
Average Vice reader, I suppose.
Apparently so, yeah. So I'm going to break down quickly why it became bankrupt, because it's important to understand where it's going to go in the future when it returns and more evil than ever. So here's an article by iNews saying, inside Vice's media meltdown, panic over losing Gen Z, an air of excess and unpaid invoices. And I'm just going to pull out some of the quotes that isolate factors that contributed to its downfall from the people who actually worked there. Everyone's got an explanation, and I'm just going to have a look at some of them. So the main one that I've been able to find is that they failed to compete with social media platforms. And this seems like, you know, the go-to one for why they didn't have the audience to make profits, right? So I'm going to read a direct quote here. Investors grew wary of Vice's inability to turn traffic into profit as the digital advertising market slumped and TikTok swept up new generations of social media users. And So the CEO from about 2018 to March of this year, Dubuck, set up a task group of vice figures to answer questions. How do we get Gen Z, according to the I, and I'm quoting here, she was right to say the future of the company was Gen Z. Parts of the business was reaching, should be, were reaching, that audience effectively, the insider said. The problem was the way the business was managed and the media landscape changed very quickly. How does Vice compete with TikTok and Insta? That's where your audience has gone. And if you have to compete with what I see to be two of the worst social medias in existence, in that they bring out the worst in human nature, in my opinion. Instagram, because it's all superficial images. It's either people posting pictures of their food or their ass.
Yep.
I mean,
same thing.
Without much in between. Once a Catholic, eh? And of course, TikTok, because, you know, it makes children do moronic things. And also, they get groomed by weirdos on there.
Yeah,
which is true.
And it incentivizes you posting your mental illnesses online.
That as well. Which is never a good thing, funnily enough, unless you know you're genuinely asking for help, in which case that's very good, and so, you should do that.
So yeah, but ask a professional, not an audience of people that will reaffirm your own correctness and ask for more content. Yeah,
ask the right people, yeah, obviously.
And also, I would just suggest that it's a losing business model, because if you're trying to curate the most degenerate things across the internet for shock value, I have already seen a bunch of TikToks on my timeline that provide that. I don't need to read your article. So it's going to be a failing business model when you're just consolidating what people are already posting themselves with absolutely no overhead costs.
Mm-hmm. So it quotes an expert here, so-called expert, Joseph Teasdale, tech industry expert at consultancy Ender's Analysis, told I, nobody ever worked out a successful business model for free online journalism. And when Facebook changed its algorithm, it's the end of an era for the web 2.0 generation. Everyone was looking for the wonder kid messiah, a digital Napoleon. People wanted to believe in a new Zuckerberg. I don't know why this guy's talking like this, but I find it amusing. Somebody who just got the new world, unlike legacy media fuddy-duddies. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to say, in that, yes, they just couldn't monetize their business model to a sufficient extent.
I think we found that in Elon Musk. It's a shame he just thinks that you're all hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they could have monetized themselves on Twitter, and just a bit too late, apparently. Also, there's evidence of reckless spending in Vice. So here's a quote. Smith, as in Shane Smith, one of the founders, boasts that he spent $380,000 plus a tip on a Vice dinner in Los Angeles. And this became a sick joke among staff as the company headed for the rocks. I mean, yeah. For a single dinner, who are you feeding the entirety of LA? Yeah. One Lizzo or all of LA's homeless? I don't know. I feel like Lizzo would still out-eat them, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would, yeah.
Not even close. They also became less edgy in that they wanted to court a more serious sort of clientele. I don't know what
feminist harpies, I would characterise them as.
Okay, then. So I'm quoting here. There was certainly an air of excess when I was working there. This is in the past. That felt like an extension of our 20-something social lives. Yes, there was a lot of cocaine about. Dubuck is credited with taking steps to erase a bro culture, which came to light with sexual malpractice allegations by female staff following the Me Too scandal. The rise and fall of Vice Media will be seen as a fable about greed, an Icarus-like story of a media company that sailed too close to the sun, the staff added. But a less bombastic Vice could yet emerge as a sustainable business, they believe.
It's called Vice.
Yes. What?
Oh my God, there's drugs and sex everywhere. You called yourself Vice. Mm-hmm. What did you expect?
But they tried to become more sanitized. Like they tried to get BBC-style documentaries and things like that. And it's not what their audience wants. They want the degeneracy. That's
Vice.
What the business model is built on.
It's in the name.
I mean, I used to actually quite like Vice for their earlier work, not the more degenerate stuff that we've had in recent years, like their coverage of conflicts, their sort of early days stuff. So I'm talking like, I don't know, what is it, 2012, 2014, that sort of
Tim Pool era.
Yeah, those eras, that was actually really good stuff. And I watched all of the stuff they put out, their documentary about Liberia and General Butt Naked. I love quoting that. It's
and then they started doing
bit of journalism.
Interviews with men that have sex with earthworms.
What?
Have you not seen that?
No. I saw the Vice documentary about men who have sex with donkeys, though. Bit disturbing.
the average Spaniard. I actually...
It was Colombia, I think.
So there is a man who decided, the Vice decided to interview about a man who puts earthworms in his urethra, and he was talking about consent.
Yeah.
And then they also interviewed that Antifa shooter who just shot a Trump supporter in broad daylight and then shot at the cops and got killed.
Rhino, what's his face? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I remembered that, really. Mm. There's so many shooters now. I've got a library of names. So another article from The Eye spoke to someone else. I think someone who they drew the quotes from originally, but he mentions poor hiring practices. So he says, much has been made of Vice being a white boys club, and it probably was. I think that's also symptomatic of some of your problems, that you would conceptualize it as such. But it was also a place where many people were given a chance, with staff as taken straight off the dole or out of university to work on real projects at the world's fastest growing media company. One colleague was living out of his car when he first started working there. Another was on a friend's kitchen floor. One young intern lied on his CV about his software skills, and he's still there now because we like him.
I wonder why you failed.
There was a kind of casual chaos to it all that occasionally produced great careers. You're just hiring anyone.
It is kind of depressing to know probably how much they were being bankrolled operating out of. I believe they're in New York, aren't they?
So, well, they were in New York, LA, London.
Yeah,
so all over the world.
The amount of money they're getting to be utterly underqualified. Meanwhile, I mean,
our asses off to be here.
We're all very qualified individuals and who have spent plenty of money getting an education. And we're a small outfit, you know? So, mm-hmm. But we do much more credible stuff than they do. So it's just, the regime will always bankroll failure. That's just proof.
I can't help but have a little pang of jealousy, just like I could have been a loser and had a really lucrative job just at the cost of my principles. But, you know, I'll get over it.
You did all that cocaine for nothing.
Damn. But also, a poor work ethic seems to be the case as well. And here's another quote. Fridays were almost an unofficial day off because everybody would go out in Dalston on the Thursday. So this is the London office. We had all manner of strange and unpredictable characters enter our working lives, and saw everyone from Sookie Waterhouse to Liverpool gangsters stroll through the office. So yeah, just treating Friday like it's not an actual work day.
Most people in London do that now, though. Like, obviously, you don't commute through London. I do. It's dead. Nobody's there. Most people go out drinking on Thursday, and most people just work from home on Friday now.
That's so weird.
It's a ghost town.
Just wait for Friday, you weirdos.
Yeah, but
that's what weekends are for, is binge drinking, in Britain at least.
Most people are doing, you know, 4-day weeks, and then they're working from home, which means they do absolutely nothing. Hence why the great slowdown's happening. Everyone's lazy.
I mean, there's material abundance. No one has any reason to work anymore. Well, material abundance.
Yeah, until it stops being abundant and everything collapses.
Oh, well, I've specced into that.
Yeah, you got your tent already. Yep.
I'm the only person that's actually going to benefit from a societal collapse. Going to be financially better off. So, moving on to the meat and potatoes of this segment. Is this next article. George Soros and Fortress Investment Firm, obviously we mentioned them already, they're the main stakeholder already, are in talks to buy out Vice from the brink of bankruptcy for $400 million, down from $5.7 billion valuation in 2017. But that difference, though, $5.7 billion to $400 million.
Yeah, they're just hemorrhaging funds.
That's ridiculous. That's 6 years and... It's unbelievable. I mean, it might even go for less than that because that's the price that they're talking about at the minute. But it's not like Vice are in any position to refuse. They have to basically accept an offer, which is probably part of the reason why it's so low in the first place. But
I wonder why George Soros wants to buy an outlet dedicated to subversion and degeneracy.
I couldn't possibly tell you. He's just such an esteemed and well-polished character. I mean, he's never been connected to any crimes at all.
No.
None. It says the deal would be valued at $400 million, the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday, a far cry from the $5.7 billion in 2017. And of course, this can change. On Monday, it was reported that the company was preparing to file for bankruptcy and carries on to say that other shareholders would be wiped out. Among the private equity firm TPG Group, Sixth Street Partners, and media mogul James Murdoch. So there's some intermedia money competition going on here in that Soros can come in and stick it to Murdoch and, of course, Sixth Street Partners as well. I know about them.
But isn't it funny that Murdoch, and this is going to get me cancelled from Talk TV, Murdoch owns New York Post, The Sun, and also Vice. And so it owns the right and the left at the same time. And all of them seem to be pushing degeneracy. How curious.
It's almost like the people who own both sides of the media outlets deliberately make them fight for our so-called entertainment to generate news and make money ultimately.
Yeah,
because, of course, fear and anger sells more than any other two emotions.
Yeah, it's the circuses while the bread all dries up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, one of the main problems of Soros, who has many, is that he does things like this. Spending $40 million getting lefty district attorneys, and this is part of the reason why in a lot of America it has degenerated significantly, because Soros has got these district attorneys who refuse to prosecute basically dangerous criminals.
Antifa,
vandals,
BLM rioters, yeah.
Anyone who's basically, their crime is left-wing in nature, they're not going to be prosecuted. And this is, in my opinion, a very obvious way to subvert America and to destroy it from within.
It induces anarcho-tyranny because the law-abiding citizen never knows whether or not they're going to be arrested and subjected to the arbitrary whims of a politically motivated DA.
Well, if it is true anarchy, these people wouldn't be around for justice, in that they would just be dealt with, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but you're it's referring like to the libertarian, worst libertarian anarchy. I'm referring to just pure chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the term means.
Sure. But it's like the least desirable situation, because if you had actual anarchy or actual justice, either one of those, these people would not be in a position to go out and continue to reoffending, because they'd be dealt with one way or another. But through Soros, there's this perpetual problem of these people who are being arrested, say, 40 times, making reference, of course, to that...
Jordan Neely.
That bloke, yeah. So, yes, he's actively destroying America. And if you thought Vice was bad before, his links to Soros are going to make it even more insufferable. So be prepared when this deal actually goes through, which it's very likely to, because it's not like Vice can really refuse. And I think that Soros knows what he's doing. He knows the pressure points, because he's been exploiting them for a very long time. They're going to come back. They're going to be even more subversive. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, I suppose, because it seemed like good news that they were failing. But alas, they're going to be back and worse than ever.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as the Symposium series, this episode on the politics of Aristotle, part 2. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.